Hey, Story Pillar friends. It's me, Meg. Grown-ups, if your family loves Story Pillar and just happens to be looking for a great podcast in Spanish, definitely check out our newest pod friend, Cráneo Ciencia para Niños Curiosos from Cumbre Kids. Each episode dives into the wonderful world of science, exploring things like dinosaurs, wildlife, and even outer space with some pretty amazing Hispanic scientists guiding the way. It's fascinating, fun to listen to, and a great listen for curious Spanish speakers and learners alike. Oh, and if your family is like my family and needs a little extra help unwinding before bed, you can also check out Buenas Noches, Cráneo. It still features a tantalizing taste of science, this time wrapped in beautifully produced Spanish language stories that will help your little cráneos prepare their brains for bed. Find more information at cumbrekids.org and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, ready for the show? Hey, it's me, Bean. I'm a butterfly and I wear a yellow hat and, happy first phenometer check of season 3. Hot hula hedgehogs or whatever my brother might say if he and Sparky were here instead of like gummy shark snorkeling in the neighbor's pool. Anyway, it's really cool to be back. And we have a new schedule, which, if you forgot, we'll have new Story Pillar episodes on the first 3 Mondays of, like, every month. So the first Monday, we'll have a sneak attack. The second Monday will be a full episode with the stories and on stick tricks and Sneak and Sparky, like, driving me bat-butt bonkers. And then the third Monday will be a phenometer check, like, today. Oh, and Meg's like actually putting together a special episode for Earth Day next Monday. So if you want to share your favorite way of taking care of the Earth, like picking up garbage or knitting tiny bee blankets or something, have your grown-up send us an email at info@storypillar.com. Okay, so now let's like get started on our phenometer check. If you've never been to one before, it's kind of like checking the temperature in the morning, but with feelings. It's really good for people like me who don't always know how we're feeling or how to tell other people how I'm feeling, but it can also be helpful for like anyone to just check in with their mind and body and see what's going on. Okay, so ready? Deep breath in. And out. Okay, if I check in with my mind, I'm not really sure what's going on in there. It kind of feels like there are a bunch of hippos in like sequin rainbow tutus kind of disco roller skating around or something. Like all my thoughts just kind of feel really loud and big and fast, and like everything's just kind of shiny and spinning and bumping into each other. If I check in with my body, my stomach kind of feels a little squeezy and jumpy. I don't know, like it's strapped into a roller coaster, like going a gajillion miles an hour. And like my stomach does a little flip and feels like it's just gonna fly out of my ears. If I check in with my arms and legs and wings, it kind of feels like I'm on that crazy fast roller coaster, like switching between feeling really tense and like I'm holding on for dear life or something, and then like flopping around like wet spaghetti. If you've ever been on a roller coaster before, you know that moment when it's like flipping upside down and it kind of feels like there's no gravity or something. Yeah, that's kind of how my body's feeling, like really tense and then like really slow and floaty all at once. If I check in with my heart, it's like super fast today. Kind of like it's like in charge of pumping out the tunes for the disco hippos, or like it's like connected to the motor of the roller coaster of terror. Like it's working really hard to keep up with everything that's swirling through my mind and my body. So my Benometer check reading today, I think I'm kind of feeling everything, like all the feelings at once. I mean, we just had like a publishing party at school today and had to read poems that we wrote about spring, like out loud to everyone and like their parents. And I love writing poems, but I like hate reading in front of like anyone, except maybe my cat Spike. Anyway, before I was reading, I was so nervous. My wings kept blowing my paper away. And then while I was reading, I was so scared that like my mind did that upside down roller coaster thing. And then about halfway through, I was so excited and relieved that I was almost done. I like felt like doing a rainbow sparkle roller skating hippo dance. yeah, so that's a lot. And Meg told me about this thing that she does when she's like feeling everything at once, and it's called bird sitting. So I thought maybe we could try it. So let's sit up straight and close our eyes and start with a deep breath. Ready? In and out. Ready? So now we're going to like picture our feelings flying around our heads, like really excited, scared, nervous, relieved, and whatever else you're feeling, birds. And our job is to babysit the birds and get them to take a nap in their nests. So I'm gonna choose a bird. How about it's got blue feathers and it looks a little scared. So I'm gonna reach out in my mind and gently pick it up. Come here. I gotcha. And maybe give it a tiny kiss. Ugh. Feathers. Ugh. Okay, and I'm going to gently put it in its nest. Okay. All right, let's get another bird. How about that one? It's really shiny and its feathers are sticking up everywhere. So I'm thinking this is my excited bird. Okay, come here. Oh, get out of my hair. Ugh. Okay, got it. Okay, let's calm down. Okay, I'm gonna give it a nice little pat on its feathers. There we go. And I'm gonna tuck it into its nest. Okay, let's get another one. That one. It's like bright pink, and it kind of looks like a big puffy ball of cotton candy with wings. I think this is my relieved bird. Oh, come here. Oh, no, let go of my phone. Okay, gotcha. Okay, I'm gonna give you a tiny hug, and here you go. Here's a nest. yeah, I think we're done with our bird sitting. Okay, and now we open our eyes, and we're back in the studio, with no birds. Okay, obviously I don't actually have birds flying around in my head, but putting a name to everything I'm feeling and finding a spot for them to just kind of chill in my brain feels pretty good, actually. okay, that's pretty much it for this week's Benometer Check. If you want to share about this or any other feeling, oh, or like want to tell us your favorite way of taking care of the earth, have your grown-up send us an email at info@storypillar.com. Grown-ups, don't forget about our new Storypillar schedule. We'll like have episodes for you on the first 3 Mondays of every month. And check out the episode notes for some links to some great resources for helping kids name emotions. Oh, and there's even a really cool feelings bingo game that you can print out and play with your kids. Okay, thanks for joining me for the first Phenometer Check of Season 3. It's been a while, and it was really cool to have you back with me, helping me figure out how I'm feeling. So, thanks. Okay, bye. Come back next week if you want to.
Hey, Story Pillar friends. It's me, Meg. Grown-ups. Guess what? Our Story Pillar store is live!
Yay!
Hot tootie scooties! Now you can wear us and drink from us and put the tiny little bits of our faces together and stuff things inside of us!
You mean stuff things inside bags with pictures of our faces?
That's what I said, but then...
We've got t-shirts, bags, puzzles, and more ready for you at storypillarstore.threadless.com.
You can, like, check the episode notes for the link.
Okay, chicken tray.